The heroin epidemic has rocked New York State. A lot of attention has gone to how to stop drug trafficking and help addicts. But the increased use of opioids has created another issue, how to care for the children of those addicted to heroin. Reporter Monica Sandreski introduces us to Marissa, who had one daughter when she was using and another while she was in treatment. Marissa asked that we not use her last name. She recovered and gave birth to her second daughter, Scarlett, at a rehab facility in Delaware County.
Marissa pushes a stroller through the halls of New Hope Manor. In the stroller sits Scarlett, an energetic toddler with curly blonde hair.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Scarlett smiles, big and toothy. Back when she and Marissa called this place home, they went to mom's groups, developed their mom and baby bond, and Marissa learned how to be a responsible parent. Scarlett was born here, but Marissa's first daughter, Harper, was born while she was still on heroin. Marissa spent her whole life looking for affirmation. She wanted to close what she calls the void. As a teenager, it manifested itself in self-mutilation and an eating disorder. Then, painkillers provided some sense of comfort.
I used to tell people that it was like a nice, warm, fuzzy hug. It was like a whisper that everything's gonna be okay.
When painkillers were scarce, she turned to heroin. In each injection was a shot to numb her body and to push her sense of guilt past the point of debilitating. She could barely face herself.
I hated how I looked. I hated how I looked. I saw the sadness in my eyes, the hardness on my face. I remember looking so distant. I couldn't look in the mirror for a very long time.
Marissa found a ray of hope when she learned she was going to have a baby.
When I got pregnant with my first daughter, I thought, she's going to save me. She's going to be the reason my life changes.
Instead, she changed the opiate, switching to Suboxone. She thought she could control her addiction with a milder drug. It didn't work. She relapsed and spiraled. And while Marissa and baby Harper were living in a hotel room, Child Protective Services took her to court.
When they said that she was being removed from me, I just wanted to die. I went immediately left and tried to get high. Although I wasn't trying to get high anymore, I was trying to die.
She kept doing it. In between suicidal doses of heroin, she missed Harper's first steps. For a year, Marissa played with Harper just 1 hour a week during supervised visits. In that year, she was ashamed to learn she was pregnant again. A doctor mandated she enter a year-long stay here at New Hope Manor, uprooting her from her old environment to finally deal with
the stresses, the triggers, the availability of drugs. Absolutely everything has to change.
And it did. Instead of stresses, she got structure and support. Instead of heroin, she learned coping skills and developed her own personal spirituality. When her second baby was born, Marissa says the state tried to remove her too. But this time, New Hope Manor defended her. Baby Scarlett came home with Marissa to the rehab, and the two nurtured a close bond. After Marissa was discharged and moved into an apartment, Harper came to live with her and the baby. Marissa felt guilty she had hurt Harper and confused her, but says she was very forgiving.
She's so happy to have me and her father in her life. It's just overwhelming, and I'm so grateful.
She and Harper have developed a bond, too. She's struck at how similar they are.
Dance. We love to dance. We have so many tutus.
Marissa does worry Harper and Scarlett might have a propensity for addiction, but she watches for it. As Marissa leans back on the couch, her daughter falls asleep on her stomach and quietly coos.
I love this feeling when they fall asleep on you, because there was a time where I did not feel comfortable with me, and the fact that now my two children can feel so safe and secure in my arms, that is the most incredible feeling.
In Delaware County, I'm Monica Sandreski for WRVO News.